Attorney General Eric Holder under increasing fire and set to face very tough questioning before the House Judiciary Committee later today announced a criminal investigation into IRS misconduct.
Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable. But we are examining the facts to see if there were criminal violations.
And at any moment, we're expecting to hear more from House Speaker John Boehner and Republican leadership. They are meeting right now behind closed doors at a party conference. I want to bring in Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, and Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chris.
Let's start with the IRS. The Inspector General's report blamed ineffective management, but then you've got the bipartisan leadership of House Ways and Means asking for this huge cache of documents because they've got a hearing on Friday. Matt, what is this administration up against?
Well, first of all, this going to be some very heightened and appropriate scrutiny into how far up the chain of command this went. Was this a political decision at any point, or was this just simply a case of kind of incompetence in enforcing the laws? Republicans are focusing on the it might be politicized, and if so, this is a horrifying scandal. But it might be equally horrifying if it wasn't on purpose, if it was bias instead of agenda, if it seems normal to your workaday IRS agent to treat Tea Party and conservative groups as suspect, that is going to be problematic as well.
I just got this note into HOT in our files, breaking news. Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate. The administration needs to make witnesses available to testify on this and any other incident targeting the administration's ideological opponents and resist the temptation to stonewall or obfuscate what took place. Today, 44 of my Republican Senate colleagues are joining me in this call. Dana, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, Mitch McConnell gets hysterical over nothing at all. So, I mean, we set that particular piece of it aside. But on this particular issue, he's exactly right. And there's going to be an extraordinary amount of pressure on the administration to be more forthcoming. It was the pressure was intense, at least until last night, when finally the president came out and made a statement on this saying, yes, indeed, these violations the IRS had already admitted to are indeed real, and asking Jack Lew to take action. Action needs to happen beyond that of launching this criminal investigation. Obviously, people need to be fired and reassigned. There's going to be some questions as to whether this Justice Department can investigate this administration. And they're all going to be fair questions. The way to respond to this for this administration is get everything out and get it out quickly, no matter how bad it is. That's the way to deal with these things.
And your op-ed is titled, Obama, the Uninterested President. What about what action that President Obama has taken so far?
Well, that column today is particularly about the AP phone records, and it strikes me, and I think many in the press, is outrageous that the White House is saying, well, we really have nothing to do with that. That's the Justice Department. We don't want to interfere in a criminal investigation. Well, guess what? The Justice Department has a criminal investigation going on into the IRS right now, and the White House is not hesitating to interfere there. And indeed, this thing is larger than any one investigation, and this administration to get out there and say it's not acceptable to be going after the private cell home office phone records of journalists, 20 journalists, multiple locations over long periods of time. That's what's known as a fishing expedition, and that fundamentally undermines the First Amendment.
I want to bring in Congresswoman Karen Bass, Democrat from California and a member of the Judiciary Committee. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk first to you about what's going on with the IRS. Attorney General Eric Holder is going to appear before the Judiciary Committee in less than 3 hours. What's your number one question for him when it comes to the IRS?
Well, my number one question really is when did he, really looking at this and saying that if this is what happened, it is unacceptable, period. I do think, though, that we have to remember that this is not the first time this has happened in history. As a matter of fact, ironically, I remember a few years ago, it was African-American churches that were targeted by the IRS. And it's unacceptable, period. He needs to get to the bottom of it. He needs to hold people accountable. And if we find that, you know, this has happened, then people need to go.
Sandy Levin, who is the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee, was on the Daily Rundown last hour. He was also calling for heads to roll. Let me play that for you.
Sure.
I think there's reason to believe that Mr. Miller should be released of his responsibilities, as well as Ms. Lerner. There was such total mismanagement.
He was referring there, obviously, to acting IRS Chief Stephen Miller and the top IRS official, Lois Lerner, for folks who don't know that. Elijah Cummings says laws were probably broken. Do you agree with your colleague?
Well, from what I've heard, I absolutely agree. But again, I do know an investigation is underway. We need to wait to hear what all of the facts are. But if it appears that this is what has happened, then we need to hold people accountable. I have no hesitation with that.
How far do you think the accountability will go? Attorney General Holder has been under fire after it was revealed that the Justice Department obtained those 2 months' worth of phone records from the AP reporters. Reince Priebus, the RNC chairman, is calling for his resignation. But I think the question of how long he plans to stay has been questioned since the president was reelected. Do you believe he's still effective, and could some fingers be pointed at him when we talk about heads rolling?
Well, I do believe that he is still effective, and let me just tell you that I'm glad he has stayed so far. It wouldn't have surprised me if he would have left, considering that every few months he is put under investigation. And as soon as these stories came out yesterday, you have the Republican Party leadership calling for his resignation before we even know what happened here. And so, you know, we had for the first time in U.S. history an attorney general being held in contempt. We were so disgusted by that process that we didn't even participate in the vote. And so the attacks that he has been under from the minute he stepped into the position, I'm surprised that he's actually stayed. I do hope that this doesn't dissuade him from his service.
As you well know, Congresswoman, Eric Holder defended the investigation into the leak, saying it was one of the top two or three most serious he'd ever seen in his 35-year career, and in fact put American lives at risk. But if it rose to that level, does it make sense to you that the president, that high-level members of the administration weren't briefed on what was being done about it?
Well, I think that that's what we have to see. I do believe a report will be forthcoming, but to speculate now, I think it is just really doesn't do anyone a service. You know, when the Republicans were calling for him to step down, it was before they even knew that he recused himself. He wasn't even a part of the situation. And so I just think that when we have Attorney General Holder come before the Judiciary Committee today, I do hope it's an objective process and it is not just political staging.
Congresswoman Karen Bass, thank you so much. It's always good to have you on the program. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what happens next here? You know, obviously, we have a situation, Matt, where this is building. It's not going away. As a matter of fact, to that point, John Boehner, do not go to Boehner. Okay, so we're waiting to hear from John Boehner. Apparently, he is just coming out of the room. And, you know, to her point, there has been some pushback on the Democratic side. She talked about the IRS inappropriately targeting in the past the NAACP, also Greenpeace, California Church. But in spite of all that, do you think heads are about to roll?
At the IRS, for sure, because you have two leaders there, and Steve Miller and Lois Lerner, who appeared to have directly misled Congress and other people in the press talking about when they first heard about this. Lerner said on Friday that she'd heard about this for the first time, I believe, in 2012.
Let me interrupt you, because now John Boehner is talking about this.
On Benghazi, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. The administration that could make this a lot easier for all Americans by coming forward with emails that that they've shown us in some cases, but have not turned over to us. And I don't want to prolong this any more than anyone else. What I want is the truth. In addition to that, the IRS has admitted to targeting conservatives, even if the White House continues to be stuck on the word if. Now, my question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
Good morning. Obviously, there have been a lot of questions raised over the last several days that the news has, I think, awakened the public, beginning to raise questions in their minds as to the direction of this government, as really to whom is this government accountable. And we're going to proceed, obviously, in our work here in the House, bearing in mind that we've got to restore the trust in government and we've got to restore the faith in our economy. And there are questions that are being answered, and we are accountable to the families of the victims in Benghazi. We certainly are accountable to the taxpayers and the people of this country as to the actions of the IRS. And we certainly have plenty of questions that aren't accountable to the press in terms of its First Amendment rights and its ability to enjoy those and realize those. You know, we've got plenty of action, though, on the floor today. I mean, this week, Obamacare repeal is there again because we do not believe that an individual mandate is the direction.
John Boehner spoke exactly to the point, Matt, that we were just talking about, and he stepped it up a notch. He said the question is not who is going to resign, but who's going to go to jail. Yeah, who's going to get fired, but who's going to go to jail?
Pretty strong words there from the House Speaker, and clearly Republicans are going to jump up and down on this. But let's remember the broader context here, which they're hitting on a little bit as well. Barack Obama came into office promising the most transparent administration in White House in history. A lot of people who are upset at George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and what they did with executive power rushed to Obama and said, finally, we have someone on our side. His administration's record on prosecuting whistleblowers, on dissembling with the truth in Benghazi and elsewhere, and just not being open to scrutiny has been disgraceful up until now. All of these various scandals underline that point. And I'm glad, you know, I hate that we have to pay this cost, but I'm glad that more people are waking up to when it's been a very, very disappointing transparency record.
Well, is that the bigger problem? I mean, Dana, when you look at these, I mean, for the average person trying to get into the minutiae, the names, the details, and in many cases, the timeline of what happened and who knew what when can get to be a lot, especially when we're talking about three different things. But to the overall point that Matt is talking about, that this was an administration that came in talking about restoring government competency, about transparency, is sort of the overall impression of multiple problems at once, what is really going to be difficult for this administration moving forward.
Right, Chris. I think it is that question of transparency that has disappointed so many people on the left who really believe in Obama and believe that promise of openness in government after the Bush years and are instead seeing a lot of repeats and in some cases a worsening of that situation. I mean, more, twice as many leak probes by this administration than all previous administrations combined. The problem is by getting involved in that sort of thing, the leak probes, the IRS thing, it allows somebody like Eric Cantor to try to connect the dots to a whole bunch of other things, many of which are bogus, like Fast and Furious, like Benghazi, and try to paint some picture of the Obama administration in this overall assault on liberty. That's why the administration on these genuine scandals needs to get out in front of it, get the information out, and fix these things.
And we're going to talk more coming up a little later on in the program about what the White House has to do. Dana Milbank, Matt Welch, gentlemen, it's great to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.